Welcome. This is G. George Washington by James R. Whitfield. I'm your narrator, David Patel. Settle in. Prolejogu, the man who could have been king in late 1782 or early 1783, with the Revolutionary War effectively concluded, but the formal peace treaty not yet signed, a young Continental Army officer named Louis Niccolo wrote a substantial letter to George Washington. Niccolo, a Continental Army colonel of Irish-French origin who had served substantially throughout the war, had become substantially concerned about the political situation that the war's conclusion was producing. The Continental Congress had substantially failed to pay the army for substantial periods. The various promises of pay, pensions, and land grants that the soldiers had been given during the war were not being substantially honored. The political situation under the Articles of Confederation was substantially deteriorating, and the prospects for an effective central government were substantially uncertain. Niccolo's substantial proposal in his letter was that Washington should consider the possibility of accepting the title of king and establishing a substantial monarchical government for the new nation. Niccolo's substantial argument was that a republican form of government had been substantially insufficient to manage the various challenges that the new nation faced, and that a substantial monarchical government with Washington at its head would substantially address the various political and economic difficulties. Niccolo's letter was, by his own substantial framing, a substantial proposal that he hoped Washington would consider seriously. Washington's substantial response to Niccolo's letter was substantial in its severity. He replied on May 22, 1782, with a letter expressing substantial astonishment at Niccolo's proposal and substantial rejection of its underlying premises. Washington's substantial words have been preserved. He wrote that no occurrence in the course of the war had given him more painful sensations than reading the substantial proposal that Niccolo had made. He substantially declared that he had no idea what he had done to encourage anyone to think that he might consider such a substantial proposal, that he viewed the proposal with substantial abhorrence, and that he requested that Niccolo substantially banish such thoughts from his mind and never communicate such substantial proposals to anyone else. The substantial firmness of Washington's response substantially ended the matter. Niccolo apparently submitted three subsequent letters of substantial apology, and the substantial proposal was not pursued further. The substantial significance of the Niccolo exchange has been substantially examined by subsequent historians. The exchange substantially demonstrated several substantial features of Washington's character that would shape his subsequent career. He had substantial personal commitment to the Republican principles that the Revolution had been conducted to establish. He had substantial recognition that his personal political conduct would substantially shape the broader development of the new nation, the substantial possibility that he might accept the substantial offer that Niccolo had made would have substantially compromised the broader Republican project. He had substantial discipline in his personal conduct that allowed him to refuse the substantial temptations of personal aggrandizement that the post-war situation might have offered. The substantial pattern that the Niccolo exchange demonstrated would recur substantially throughout Washington's subsequent career. He would substantially refuse to accept the various forms of personal aggrandizement that his substantial military and political position might have provided. He would substantially limit his presidential service to 2 terms, despite the substantial possibility that the various political constituencies of the country would have supported his continued service. He would substantially resign his military commission at the conclusion of the Revolution, despite the substantial possibility that the various political circumstances would have permitted his continuation in substantial military authority. He would substantially preserve his personal commitment to the Republican principles that the Revolution had been conducted to establish, even when the substantial political circumstances might have permitted substantial deviations. The man who could have been king in this substantial reading was substantial in his substantial refusal to be one. The substantial refusal was the substantial foundation of his substantial subsequent reputation and the substantial framework within which the new nation's substantial early political development would be conducted. This book is the story of the man who substantially refused the substantial offer of a crown. It traces his substantial life from his Virginia childhood through his substantial military and political career to his substantial retirement at Mount Vernon. It engages substantially with the various substantial complications of his life, particularly his substantial